This is the Pop Culture Show. Subscribe and stay connected. Get exclusive video and more at thepopcultureshow.com.
Our next guest is David Munn. David is the owner of Floasis. And if you remember a few weeks back, we had Nas on from the Orgasm Cult, who was talking about the salt tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started talking about we should try it. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And I stumbled into Floasis, which is here in Atlanta. But there are places around the country or around the world where you can do this. But David is from Atlanta. I just met David the other day. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Thank you.
So how did you get on to float tanks? Like what led you to be the owner of Floasis?
About 6 years ago, I broke my back. And I was a hairdresser for 29 years. And being on your feet for 10 hours a day with a broken back was impossible. So I started looking at ways to mend myself through yoga and exercise and certainly not pills. You know, it's an easy path to go on. And we came across flotation therapy, my wife and I. And every time we do it, we just kind of have these dissatisfying experiences, not so much with the tank itself. Of course, I love the experience of floating, but really it was more about like the fit and finish of the float tank centers out there. My wife has a medical background. She works in plastic surgery, and I've worked at high-end salons for a long time. So wanted to bring that aesthetic to it. We just fell in love with floating and wanted to give the best possible version of float therapy to Atlanta.
David, can you explain to everyone what exactly it is?
Yeah, absolutely. So flotation therapy, it's also called sensory deprivation therapy. And we have soundproof rooms that the lights go down. And then we have these massive bathtubs with 200 plus gallons of a saline filled solution.
Wow.
And if you're just listening, check out the video portion. It's wild.
1,200 pounds of salt per 200 gallons of water. So it's seven times more dense than the Dead Sea, and it floats you effortlessly. But what's cool is the room and the solution are warm to your skin's temperature, about 97 degrees. So when you're floating in the dark with no sound, your brain can't detect what's in contact with the solution and what isn't. So it kind of fools you into thinking that you're floating in outer space, and it very much feels like that too.
And how long is a regular floating session?
We do 60 and 90 minute sessions. Personally, I've done up to 3 hours. But typical is an hour.
And did it help your back?
A lot, yeah. I mean, there's no panacea, but to take all the compression off your spine, to have that much magnesium, which is contributed by the Epsom salt, it's very, very helpful.
Well, I went in and I was not reluctant, but you know, anytime you do something new, you know, it's kind of trippy. You stand there and you look at this massive tank. It looks like a clamshell. I mean, it's much bigger in person than looking at it here on the video. And, he goes through the spiel of what to expect, kind of like what he just said, you know, some of the things telling you about it. And then you're left in that room to do it. You know, like you take all your clothes off. And you get in and you don't really know what to expect because, you know, he's gone or whoever has set you up. I got in this thing and you put, you know, one foot in, and immediately when you drop yourself into it, you go up.
Wow.
So immediately you almost levitate.
You can't drown.
No, you don't go under. It's the weirdest thing.
Even if you fall asleep.
Yes. Your head stays where it is. So imagine you get in, you immediately float. Levitating style, and you just got to find a place for your arms. That was the weirdest thing for me, is like, where do you put your arms? You put them on, you know, across your chest, and I ended up putting them like in the touchdown position in the tank, because that felt the best. Because your body, think about it, your body is relieved of all pressures, so you're just like floating there.
Mm-hmm. And Barnes, how long did you stay in?
I did 90 minutes, and it seemed like about 3 minutes.
Really?
So the first 5 minutes you lay there, and Leslie, I know you're claustrophobic. Cubby, are you?
Yeah, I am. I was going to ask you that. If you're a claustrophobic person, is it for you?
Right.
Well, I didn't feel that way at all. you pull the tank down and you leave it open just a little bit to let the humidity kind of out, because the room is, you know, 90 degrees as it is. And then the tank is 97 or whatever. And so you never feel weird like that, because at first there's lighting on. So you're seeing reflections on the porcelain, almost like if you're in a big toilet bowl. You know how that glossy?
Sure.
You know how the white glossy? Well, there's lights in the tank and there's like sounds going on, like nature. And that slowly fades away. And at about the 5 minute mark, it's pitch black. And what it feels like is that you were lost at sea in somewhere in the world, and you can't see anything. And all you're left with is you hear your breathing.
Wow.
You know, and your heartbeat.
You hear your breathing and your heartbeat. And you know how when you're in a pool and you just stick your face right above the water, but your ears are still kind of down in it? That's when you hear the, you know, you hear the breathing. And so all of a sudden your mind just starts going places. I never fell asleep, I don't think, but I definitely went deep into some state of something. And then it ends. And then, and you're like, wow, you feel refreshed and you feel like you've just been through like some 15-hour meditation of some sort. I mean, no phone, no noise, no nothing in this tank. And you just hear slightest water movement of yourself, like if you readjust or you move.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day, I felt more productive than I have in probably, I mean, I don't know how long. It was the strangest.
Energized
to an amazingly strange level. Is that something that's normal, David?
Yeah, very common, actually. That I think the thing that you're talking about up front is this perception that people have about float therapy. Because in pop culture, we've seen float tanks in the context of, you know, The Simpsons and Altered States. In Stranger Things, trying to think of some of the other movies like Minority Report. It always is kind of linked up with this kind of psychedelic experience. Like, you know, the guys from The Big Bang Theory go in and all of a sudden they're just tripping balls for an hour and come out, you know. Well, it's really not like that at all. You're not going into the upside down to fight monsters. I mean, maybe figuratively, but it's a profoundly relaxing spa experience. And it's funny how people have this perception of what it actually is. But what you just described is more common, that people who feel like they're going to be claustrophobic aren't, because the tank can fit somebody who's 7'4". It's massive. And then when you get in it, it's even bigger. It's just soothing in a way that you haven't experienced before. It removes gravity. So when you're in the solution, it's, as I said, it's 7 times more dense than the Dead Sea. So you can just let every bit of your fiber relax into it and have that weight carried. So it takes all the pressure off your central nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system. And it gives you a break, really, like you haven't experienced.
Can you pee in it?
Say again?
Can you pee in it?
Can you pee in it? Well, yeah. I mean, technically, you could pee in it, but I don't prefer it.
But you know, some people might get lost in the relaxation.
That's
right.
True,
just let
Cubby.
Things flow.
Is this what happens to you? Get lost
Cubby,
in relaxation, wet yourself?
Let us know. We're going to talk to your wife about that.
I don't want to watch a movie with Cubby.
I do have a question for you. You opened during a pandemic, which is a bold move. I mean, what are the protocols in place and cleaning it, and how does it work?
The nature of our business is really clean to begin with. So the solution is a very sterile solution. It's got, as I mentioned, it's over half a ton of Epsom salt. So that's naturally bacteria free. And then the particular tanks that we purchased are the best in the world. They have it's like 12 micron filters, like 1/12 the width of a human hair, 3 of those plus a UV bulb. And then also it's much cleaner just because you don't wear clothes. Clothes are actually a big contaminant for pools. We don't allow children, which are another big contaminant for everything. And we also, you know, your face doesn't go under ever, which those are the things that really actually contribute to the swimming pools. So you don't get that with the float tanks.
You know, I've been in a salt cave. But to me, this sounds like more beneficial because you're actually in it and you're in the water with the magnesium and everything else.
Yeah. You know, salt caves don't have a lot of science behind them. They feel good, but what they claim, you know, the allergens and benefits for lung disease and stuff haven't really been proven. That's a big, big difference between float tanks. There's been over 80 studies over the last 50 years, including actually one that just came out 2 weeks ago from the Laurie Institute of Brain Research, where they did a double blind with the control group being a gravity chair versus 90 minutes with a float tank. And mm-hmm. they did an MRI before and after. This was 24 participants for each group. And the MRI findings from the float tank were significantly different than the control group and just the chair.
David, what happens when at one point I kept feeling my head kind of going back further and I had to kind of readjust, like stretch my shoulders? Is it that the no gravity thing is just pulling you, like, is your body trying to react to something because it's in a state of no control, really?
I think more that's a center of gravity thing. I find that there's a sweet spot with where I keep my head. Mm-hmm. And you're right, it does take a bit of adjustment there. But they actually we also offer a head support because some people can't get used to that.
What does a session cost? And do you have packages? I mean, do you recommend, like, if you do it on a regular basis, you feel even better?
This really is meant as a practice more than it is just an experience, because it's meditation at the core of it. So with prolonged use, one of those studies showed that you can actually shrink the gray matter in the amygdala, which is the flight or fight, lowering cortisol levels. It's helpful for PTSD, anxiety, and all that. So yeah, it's 60 minutes our price is $89, although we offer an attractive intro price, $69. We have 90 minutes. We do. Leslie got it. Thanks, Leslie. We got the other two guys. And 90 minutes, which I recommend for new people, is $89. So, but packages, of course, memberships, of course. And we do try and encourage people to float at least twice a month to get the benefit from it.
You know, I know Cubby mentioned opening during a pandemic, but people are really more health conscious now because of the pandemic. So I imagine business has to be pretty good, right?
Everyone that's coming in to try us really seems to be enjoying it. We're getting tremendous feedback. We're very much in that phase of outreach to the community and trying to let people know what this thing is, because it is. It's also a bit esoteric.
So, David, if I'm in there, because I am a bit claustrophobic, so I don't know how I would feel, but if I am in there, is there like a panic button?
What are you getting me out from?
Yeah. So no, it's an odd question, because it's like a soothing spa experience. It's like having a panic button for a massage or something.
Let me out. I'm too relaxed.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is one. If you need me to come in and drag your naked ass out of the tank.
Well, thanks for that mental picture. Wow. Appreciate it. Where's the panic button for that? Pretty incredible. What an experience. I mean, it was nothing like, I didn't know what to expect. It was, let me show you some of that footage. Cause you know, Cubby, you're naked. And let me show you, this is when I was in about 30 minutes. I'm kidding.
You scared me. I was like, oh no, I was covering my eyes.
But check out Floasis in Atlanta. David, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
The Pop Culture Show is presented by Luna Nuda Pinot Grigio. Celebrate the little moments and the big ones with Luna Nuda Pinot Grigio.